Strange News Daily is a production of iHeartMedia.
In a world full of bizarre events, unsolved mysteries, and a billion stories from all corners of the globe, some news gets lost in the shuffle. This is your gateway to the stories on the fringe of the mainstream map. These are your dispatches in the dark. I'm Ben Bolin, and this is the Strange News Daily. Our first story today. As businesses across the planet work to adapt to the COVID-19 pandemic, entrepreneurs are taking creative steps to keep the lights on and to keep their employees paid. Some restaurants, for instance, are doing no-contact, curbside, takeout, or delivery, while gyms, dance companies, and theaters are holding virtual workouts, classes, and performances. And in Portland, Oregon, one gentleman's club has decided to diversify their usual services. When Oregon Governor Kate Brown ordered statewide closures to flatten the curve of the coronavirus, Sean Bolden, owner of Portland's Lucky Devil Lounge, wanted to find a way to keep his employees working. You see, adult dancers are often like hairstylists or tattoo artists in that they often book a space in which to do their work, and they're considered independent contractors instead of full-time employees. That means, unfortunately, they are often not eligible for unemployment benefits. So, the Lucky Devil Lounge started a new business. Why not, thought Sean, combine adult dancing with another business, one that's succeeding in the current days of the quarantine. This was the origin of his newest commercial venture, Boober Eats. Since the governor allowed restaurants to offer delivery and takeout, the employees of the Lucky Devil Lounge figured, hey, why don't we do deliveries as well? This idea apparently started as a joke on Sean Bolden's Facebook page. But when people actually started placing orders, Sean realized they were onto something. Now 25 different dancers work at this new initiative. The former bouncers run security, the bartenders tackle the phones, and the calls are coming in from across town. In this service, called Meals on Heels on Instagram, two scantily clad dancers will deliver food throughout the Portland area. From 7 p.m. to 1 a.m., Boober Eats offers the full menu of the Lucky Devil Lounge for a delivery charge that's around $30, depending, of course, on the distance of the destination from the lounge. Bolden is open to long-distance deliveries as well, and he says they'll deliver as far as the coast, so long as the employees are fairly compensated. The dancers are driven and escorted by a security guard. And we should note, just like in an adult club during non-pandemic days, there is no touching the dancers. Our second story takes us to Ukraine, where a forest fire has created a spike in radiation in the restricted zone around Chernobyl, the site of the world's worst nuclear accident to date. Chernobyl polluted a large area of Europe when its fourth reactor exploded in April of 1986, with the region immediately around the power plant the worst affected. The three other reactors at Chernobyl continued to generate electricity until the power station finally closed in 2000. A giant protective dome was put in place over the fourth reactor in 2016. A post by Yegor Firzov, head of Ukraine's State Ecological Inspection Service, shows a Geiger counter registering 16 times the normal radiation in the area. The forest fire started on Saturday near the small village of Vladimirovka, and it spread to about 100 hectares, that's 250 acres, of forest land. In his statement, Firsov notes, quote, "As you can see in the video, the readings of the device are 2.3. when the norm is 0.14. He adds, this is only within the area of the fire outbreak. Kiev sprang into action quickly, mobilizing two AN-32P planes, a helicopter, and around 124 firefighters dedicated to fighting the blaze. As of yesterday morning, the fire was not visibly burning, and thankfully there had been no further increase in radiation, at least not one that the emergency service had detected. However, the service said on Saturday that increased radiation in some areas had led to difficulties in fighting the fire, and they stressed that people living nearby were not currently in danger. As of today, firefighters are still tackling two different blazes in the area. And forest fires are troublingly common in this region, especially as human presence has withdrawn and nature has yet again taken over. Firsov called for new legislation to impose harsher penalties for anyone caught starting fires in the area. He says, "There are relevant draft bills. I hope they will be voted in. Otherwise," he notes, "large-scale fires will continue to occur every autumn and every spring." While there are many divisive issues in the world today, it's safe to say no one wants to see radioactive forest fires showing up on our apocalypse bingo cards. Our third story today takes us to the Bronx Zoo in New York City, where a four-year-old Malayan tiger named Nadia was confirmed to have contracted COVID-19. Authorities believe this tiger was infected by an asymptomatic zookeeper, the same zookeeper who also infected Nadia's sister, Azul, two Amur tigers, and three African lions, all in the Tiger Mountain area of the Bronx Zoo. Other tigers in the Wild Asia exhibit appear, so far, healthy and unaffected. Of the tigers, only Nadia was tested, for a couple of reasons. First, it requires general anesthesia to obtain the testing samples, and second, testing a tiger has a few risks, as you might imagine. It's not something that people would do casually. Sadly, this is not the first cat to become infected with the coronavirus. There was recently a case of a cat that became ill with COVID-19 in Belgium. This cat, we believe, was infected by its owners. So far, there are no cases of animals infecting their owners, and the Belgian Scientific Committee responsible for COVID-19 oversight feels that the risk of animals transmitting infection to owners is negligible. Over in the U.S., the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, as well as the American Veterinary Medical Association, echo this conclusion. They have other advice, too. They say that if you are sick, try to have someone else care for your pet. If you cannot, just be sure to use careful hand washing after contacting them and their household items. As anyone who lives with a cat can assure you, that is more easily said than done. And coronavirus is confirmed to be a zoonotic infection. Pangolins are currently thought to be an important link in the transmission of SARS-CoV-2 from animals to people. SARS-CoV-2, by the way, is the fancy name for COVID-19. These pangolins serve as what's called an intermediate host, one that harbored the virus. This is similar to what happened in the earlier SARS epidemic, where civets, a type of small cat, served the same role. In Wuhan, China, almost 15% of cats tested were found to have antibodies to the virus in their system. This is important as it suggests they were either infected by people or by other cats. And of course, some corners of the internet have noted it's troubling that animals, even endangered ones like tigers, are able to get access to tests before human beings. Back to the cats. Although they have experienced some decrease in appetite, you'll be happy to learn the cats at the Bronx Zoo are otherwise doing well under veterinary care. They are bright, they're alert, and they're interactive with their keepers. It is currently not known how this disease will develop in big cats, since different species can react differently to novel infections. That's all for now. We've been asking you to chime in with suggestions for stories you think your fellow listeners should know about, your bad dad jokes, your puns, or your personal experience with COVID-19. Let us know by tagging #StrangeDaily on Twitter. We look forward to hearing from you. You can also find me directly at BenBolinHSW on Twitter or at BenBolin on Instagram. Stop by and say hello. Thanks as always to our super producer, Dylan Fagan, our research associate, Sam Teagarden, and thanks to you. I'm Ben Bolin. We'll see you tomorrow. And until then, stay safe and stay strange.